The Johannesburg High Court recently saw a postponement in the ongoing legal saga between South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma and the current leader, Cyril Ramaphosa. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Zuma's bid to privately prosecute Ramaphosa has been adjourned until August 6. Zuma's attempt to prosecute Ramaphosa stems from allegations that Ramaphosa failed to take action against prosecutor Billy Downer and journalist Karen Morn for purportedly leaking Zuma's medical information, which was disclosed in court documents during Zuma's corruption trial. Zuma contends that this alleged breach of confidentiality violates the law. In response to Zuma's claims, President Ramaphosa successfully obtained a court order last year to halt the prosecution. However, Zuma challenged this decision at the Supreme Court of Appeal, only to face dismissal. The court ruled that prosecuting a sitting president would be unlawful and unconstitutional. Undeterred, Zuma is now aiming to overturn the Supreme Court's ruling, which would potentially reopen the avenue for legal action against his successor. The legal battle between these two prominent figures underscores the complexities of South Africa's political and legal landscape. As the case unfolds, it not only highlights tensions between past and present leadership, but also raises significant questions about legal precedent and the separation of powers within the country's judicial system. As the date for the resumption of the case approaches, all eyes will be on the Johannesburg High Court to see how this latest chapter in the Zuma-Ramaphosa legal saga unfolds. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.